Blog Talk Radio.
Zoe Moon, and we are back covering the week of July 10th through the 17th. I hope you guys are doing well as we move through a very strange week ahead, which is our last days with Jupiter trying to expand things in Cancer and Saturn slowing down to a standstill in the sky where it's trying to tighten things up. So it's like a lot of push-pull, I think, going on right now. But there's some really cool things coming up this week. I think I did post on one of my sites that I would cover the Saturn turning direct that happens on the 20th. But that was not true because I think I thought that because I'm also writing the weekly, and the weekly that I write goes from Monday to the following Monday, and I do cover it in that weekly that you'll get on Sunday night, Monday, coming up. And I will cover it on next week's show in more detail. So for this week, what I'm covering are three very significant things that are going on. First of all, we have a full moon on Saturday the 12th. At 7:25 a.m. Eastern time. And so anytime we have a full moon, we're building to this emotional peak that we are feeling with it as something is coming together. Finally, you're wrapping up that project. You're reaching your goal. You're achieving. You're celebrating. Some big thing is happening. Or you're really marking an ending. You've kind of reached the end of a cycle, and that's the culminating point to it. So there's an end in sight with something. And it could be a little bit of both. It could be that you have a couple different things going on and you have one of one and one of the other. But because it is a building emotional energy, and because it peaks so early in the morning on Saturday, a lot of people will experience this on Friday during the buildup. So if you're listening to this live, that's a heads up that tomorrow, Friday, the 11th, is going to be quite an intense day for everybody. You're trying to get all this stuff to come through and wrap up and get up there into that high point that you're going for. In Capricorn, it is goal-oriented. So, you know, I don't know what you're trying to achieve. I mean, I kind of do based on your sign. But, you know, I don't know the details of your chart. But, you know, it's definitely about a goal, and I'll talk a little bit about where that is for each sign. It's also can really be focused on achievement in the career sector of your life. It can be focused on people that are in charge around you. So it could be a parent, could be a boss, could be whoever. So there can be something involving them. So we have this building these next 2 days. It will make Friday and Saturday both very powerful days to see these breakthroughs happening or these wrap-ups happening. The next important thing that's going on in this week ahead is that Mercury is going to move into Cancer. And this happens Saturday night, Sunday morning. Again, this is a very much a wee hour of the morning kind of thing. So you may get into, you know, Mercury rules our conversations and the news you hear, so you may get that sometime on Saturday night, or you may start to kick it into gear on Sunday. But the shift focuses our thoughts onto the Cancer field. And so from the 13th, which is Sunday, through the 31st, of this month, July, Mercury will be zipping through this part of the chart. So you have a couple weeks, a little bit more than a couple weeks, to really have those talks, to sign those documents, to make those sales, or set something up that will get the sale moving, to hear the offer that's meant to come through, to negotiate terms, to write something up or meet about it or talk about it or make that decision. These are all Mercury things to do, right? And focused on Cancer, it really means you're focusing that on things that are going on in your home or that you want to have going on home, things that are going on with real estate, anything going on with your family, your parents, your roommate. It could focus in on a move. It could focus in on a renovation. It could also be about your early childhood issues or interests, your history, your ancestry. So there's a lot of information flow and choices to be made over these next couple weeks. If you've been waiting on news, let's say you put the house up for sale or you're waiting on some kind of answer from your parent or roommate or whatever, you can expect that that information flow starts to kick in late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and will be in flow over those couple plus weeks up through the 31st. So very good time to get in there and to communicate this stuff. Now, Mercury retrograded back in June, and part of the place that it retrograded in was in this Cancer field through the first 3 degrees. So as Mercury re-enters Cancer going direct, on Sunday morning, Saturday night, It is going from that day on the 13th when it enters until the 16th, so very quickly, the 13th, 14th, 15th, and part of the 16th, where it will be, you know, reviewing, but in forward motion, anything that you went back and, you know, adapted around or reworked or released or reconnected with. So these first, you know, 3.5 days as Mercury's here are important as far as, you know, if you do need to take something forward that you considered during that retrograde or was offered to you, this kind of gets it back into flow. And so once we get to the 16th, Mercury exits its shadow, which is what that's called, and you're into fresh territory. So really from the 16th through the 31st, brand new offers can come in, brand new agreements, brand new meetings with new people, that kind of thing. So old business up until the 16th, new business after. All right, so we have that going on. Then the big thing, the really big thing. I wrote about it in the monthly, so you guys already know, and I've talked about it a little bit here and there, is that we have Jupiter entering into Leo on the 16th. So isn't that a cosmic, interesting little, you know, combination that the day Mercury passes his shadow and enters into new territory, Jupiter, the big expander, the luck giant, the bringer of roads to happiness and prosperity, is going to enter into Leo for the first time in 12 years. So we know that Wednesday is a big day. We see a big shift happening. Again, for you guys that didn't read the monthly, just so you know, the last time Jupiter was in Leo was the summer. We're looking at summer periods from July or August to July and August, September, somewhere in there each year. So the last time it was from 2002 to 2003, before that 1990 to 91, before that 1978 to 79, before that 1966 to 67, before that 1954 to 55, and so on. So, you know, when you are looking at those dates in your life and thinking about, you know, where did I see something big happen? You know, you might see a theme, or you're very likely to see a theme picking up in the thread of your life. And you can expect that you're going to pick that thread back up and run with it in this year ahead. Jupiter is going to move into Leo on the 16th of July, 2014. It is going to tour there until August 11th of 2015. We get almost 13 months in this territory, so it's pretty spectacular. And what Jupiter is trying to do is bring the joy back, which I feel like is, you know, it just couldn't happen soon enough, right? I'm not saying that we don't all have joy, because we do. But we've all been under such tremendous stress from this Grand Cross and really, you know, affecting the angles of our life, which is an astrological term for, you know, the really serious points that we care the most about in our life, which is our own body and needs and identity and our partners, the people that are significant in our life, like our, you know, romantic or business partners, agents, attorneys, clients, specialists, all those people. It's been affecting our home and family and roots, and it's also been affecting the direction of our life, our career, our goals, our standing in this, you know, wherever it is you stand, whatever circle that is. So it's been quite an intense growth cycle while Jupiter was in Cancer, which was one of those corners of that Grand Cross. Very deeply emotional year. And one that was asking that you reassess where you stand and who stands around you and what roots you want to build from as you move forward. And so now that we have Jupiter moving into Leo, you know, this lightens up. This is a fire energy. This is a passionate energy. This is an energy that says, I want to play. I want to be on stage. I want to be noticed. I want to fall in love and fall and fall and fall and fall again. I want to, you know, bring back the child within me, or I want to get involved with children in some, you know, growth-oriented way. I want to get my creative projects out there to the world. So, you know, it's quite the different experience. It breaks free of the cross. And it sets down this territory, and we should all be feeling it as a fairly giant shift. And I would like to give you guys some parameters around this. Jupiter, like I said, is going to be there until the middle of August next year. Saturn which, like I said a while ago, you know, it's slowing down this week because it's going to get ready to turn around on the 20th. Saturn adds the burdens and the responsibilities and the limits and the losses and the endings and the commitments and the, you know, the tests. And so we are going to have Saturn moving forward, you know, within 4 days of Jupiter moving into this sign, so it's back in action as well. And so from the 20th of July through December 23rd, Saturn is really going to be pushing hard to get you to step up and take those responsibilities and structure something or end something or commit to something long term so that you get all that serious stuff in the Scorpio field taken care of during that five-month period. So looking at the finances, the divorce, the mortality issues, the birth, the reproductive needs, the sex life, the third-party situations, power and control issues, all of these things you really need to take seriously and deal with. So, you know, I can't say I'm waving a magic wand and it's all going to be, like, light and cheery because we do have this serious stuff to tend to. But Jupiter is going to really be raging in with an equal amount of fun and fire lit under that love life and creativity and children and recreational pursuits during this time. And once we get past December 23rd and Saturn moves out of Scorpio, we are going to feel like we're entering the new year. Well, first of all, you know, entering the holiday season there up through New Year with some pretty fun party stuff on, I would think, but entering into the new year with a huge bang and really, you know, you'll be in the free and clear from Saturn in those areas up until we get to June, at which case Saturn will dip back for 2 degrees between June and September. So we'll have a last little bit we need to wrap up, but a lot of the stuff we've been tested on, it never, you know, retrogrades back to those degrees. It only retrogrades back a couple degrees. So you know, expect the big stuff, expect it in stages. We have this stage until December 23rd, then we have a secondary stage until June, and then we have that third stage for the rest of the way. So that's my overview, you guys. I think I talked about it, everything. I did, you know, mention before that the next time you'll get Jupiter here in this part of the chart will be in the year 2025 till 2026. So it's a big, you know, a push forward that you want to make in these fun and expressive and loving areas coming up. And I don't know if I said it, but I'll say it again if I did, is that Jupiter does make them Eastern time in the United States, so you can adjust that to your time zone on Wednesday the 16th. So we're on from that point forward. Having said that, I would like to emphasize that, you know what, this is Thursday night, so we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 5 days left of Jupiter in Cancer. If there's something big, if you want to do something big about that home, real estate, family, parent, roommate, move, renovation, security need, you know, you may want to go ahead and put some emphasis on it in this next 5 days. My guess is you've probably done what you needed to do, and you can kind of let it flower now as we move forward. All right, so when we look at the different signs here, for Aries, this Saturday, Friday night, Saturday, you're getting a climax, a culmination when it comes to your career, something's finally coming through, you get the promotion, you get the recognition on the career front, or the project wraps up, or you end a career direction, or some, if you've been in a dry spell with your career, if you've been pursuing some new career, that cycle ends and you can mark that ending and move forward into the next chapter. This is also about your personal goals. If you've been trying to get fit, if you've been trying to move, if whatever those personal goals are, you kind of are wrapping that up now and noting that at this full moon. And then again, like I said, this is authority figures. So you may be celebrating something with a parent, a boss, a judge, or some other power person in your life, or you may be seeing something end or wrap up with those people as well, or maybe they're coming through for you in some way at this time. Mercury moving into Cancer late Saturday night or early Sunday the 13th kicks off a period from the 13th through the 31st for Aries where you are going to be entering into way more decisions and sales and writing and agreements and talks and meetings. that are focused on your home or a move or real estate deal or the family, parent, roommate, renovation. Because Mercury rules brothers and sisters, there may be something going on with them in your home or with the family or parent during this time. It also rules neighbors and electronics and vehicles, so you might be working on some of this stuff in the home or tied to your real estate or move or renovation or family at this time. It's definitely the time to focus in on it. Like I said, from the 13th to the 16th, you guys are going to be, you know, wrapping up the old stuff. And then you get into brand new territory from the 16th forward. So if you're waiting to hear news on new stuff, it comes after the 16th. The old stuff, you should get that information in the first few days and be able to make your choices. Now, the big thing for Jupiter in Leo and Aries, you guys, bar none, you're moving into one of the really big, lucky portals of your life for falling in love or for doing something big with the person you already love, for taking something to that next level. It's a fantastic year to travel with your lover. It's a good time to meet love while you're traveling if you're single. It's a wonderful year to get married and walk down the aisle. It's a really, I guess you would be, wouldn't you? It's a really good year for learning about love or teaching what you know about love. It's a really good year for making it legal in some way. This is also about your creative ability. So it's a fantastic year for Aries starting on Wednesday the 16th. To market their creative projects, to broadcast them, publish them, get publicity for them, to teach a class about your creativity or to take a class about creativity so that you further that line, to get all your legal documents together for creative projects, to travel for creative interests. You might involve a foreign market while this is going on. All of this should be very expansive and very positive for you. This is also the year when, you know, you may have a child or you might be doing something big. Your child goes off to college or your child wins some kind of big award or gets some kind of recognition. Maybe there's a big legal custody thing going on with a child for the, you know, visitation of the child or which home the child will live in during this year. And Jupiter would give you a lot of protection in this field. You know, anything that really maybe you're going to get involved yourself in teaching kids or helping kids in some way, all very positive for you. And then recreation. I mean, you can't ask for more than that. A very big year for recreational growth. So I say pick up a hobby or a sport, really look for ways to have fun. Should be a year where you find a lot of laughter is available to you again. Aries was one of the signs getting hit the hardest through this Grand Cross, and so I think this is a welcome sigh of relief for you guys that this is on its way. Again, like I said, until December 23rd, you may still need to deal with financial stuff or the divorce or the, you know, the third-party situation or what's going on in the sex life, et cetera, et cetera. But there's all of this potential over here, and I definitely recommend that you grab hold of it and open up to it. For Taurus, this full moon on Saturday, and again, you may feel this building on Friday night and experience it then. So either day, this is a real big peak for you guys as something finally wraps up with goal matter or the educational pursuit or the wedding or the marketing or media or broadcasting, publicity, the travel plans, anything that you are doing in that higher-minded arena. You're seeing a real big climax now coming together as you get it done or you know, the offer comes through or the achievement happens and you're celebrating. When we look at Mercury moving into Cancer for Taurus, this starts late Saturday night, Sunday morning, the 13th, and you're going to have it there from the 13th through the 31st. This is Mercury in its own field for you guys, so a very good time for you guys to open up, to have really important talks, to hear information you've been waiting to hear, to sign agreements, to make sales, to do something with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, a move possibly, to, you know, share or pitch your ideas, propose, All of this is highly favored. And from the 13th through the 16th, you'll still be kind of dealing with some old news here or old issues or opportunities. And then from the 16th through the 31st, you move into brand new stuff really starting to open up for you. So it looks really kind of exciting in that area. And then Jupiter is about to move into Taurus's home arena. So even though it's been in Cancer for a year, you know, it's been in another territory, another house for Taurus. Well, now it's getting ready to move into that home base. So starting on Wednesday the 16th and until August 11th of 2015, Taurus has one of the greatest years of growth and happiness and prosperity really playing out in your home. There's a sense of something very big happening here. This is a year where you can definitely look into buying or selling of real estate and enjoying, you know, what happens legally or through foreign trade or, you know, the marketing that you do around this and it going well in those areas. This is a year when you can see some kind of big growth happen within the family dynamic. You can see it with a parent. You can see it with a roommate situation and a lot more potential for happiness here or prosperity if that's something that you guys are doing something together in the home. A huge year for you guys with renovations or the move again, I think I may have said. So any way that you can make things legal here, if you want to have a wedding in the home, if you or at your parents' house, if you want to, you know, travel for this or market things or teach or learn from these things, positions or people, this is your year to embark upon it. So there you go. For Gemini, this full moon on Saturday the 12th, is bringing a big climax for you guys either Friday night, tomorrow night, if you're listening live, or Saturday the 12th when it comes to your sex life. Yeah, a big climax. So, you know, if you're in a relationship, enjoy. But it could actually bring, you know, something happening that is a breakthrough for you guys or something really big that you're celebrating. Or it could be an ending if you've decided you're not, in, you don't want to continue to be intimate with somebody. This could be a breakup kind of period for you guys. This is also about a big climax when it comes to something financial for Gemini. So you could be, you know, wrapping up the loan or paying it off or getting the bankruptcy or the inheritance tackled or the insurance or taxes done or the commissions or the alimony or child support or the investments or settlements. Something very big happening with a financial topic here. So again, you know, something coming through, wrapping up, being achieved in these areas. And then finally, if you're a Gemini who's going through divorce, this is a big epic peak with that as well. So whatever goal you've set, whether you wanted the divorce or you didn't want the divorce, you're seeing something wrap up, culminate, come through at this point around that. The Mercury moving into Cancer on the 13th for Gemini is all about you guys starting a, you know, to turn your thoughts and have more meetings and talks and agreements and sales and decision making and offers focused on making money. And it will go from the 13th through the 31st. So from the 13th through the 16th, old business year, and then from the 16th forward, brand new territory, new people, new meetings, talks, offers, agreements, decisions, sales, and all that. Besides personal income, Gemini, you guys should also have this period be a very strong period to focus on purchases and possessions as well. So, you know, you might hear something or make that choice during this period or just be in a lot of talks and meetings over this stuff. Jupiter is about to move into Gemini's communications arena. So starting on Wednesday the 16th and lasting until next year, August 11th of 2015, Geminis enter into one of the biggest years to write and get something that could be published or is published or broadcast in some way. This is a huge year for any kind of major meetings that or talks or offers or proposals or agreements that would focus in on Jupiter themes, so on travel, on media, broadcasting, marketing, publicity, education, legal matters, weddings, religious ideas and politics. All of these themes are up for big talks and offers and agreements and sales and decisions in this year ahead. Sales, I didn't really include in that last group, but it is a huge year for sales. If you're in that, you might open up to a foreign market. You might really, you know, find a student body that you, you know, aim at. There may be something you can get legal that helps you with all of this. This is also really good for, you know, any kind of growth that you want to see happen involving your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your vehicles, or your electronics. So good year to kind of look into ways to expand your horizons there. Again, if there's anything you want to make legal, if you want to take a trip with this person or to visit this person or have them come see you, or if there's some kind of foreign interest, maybe you'll buy a foreign car. if there is something, you know, with the way you market things here, with the electronics, let's say, all of this is in a favorable, expansive mode for you guys. So jump in. All right, so for Cancer, you guys are seeing Jupiter finally leave your sign. So you're exiting a year that had a huge amount of personal and physical growth potential for you. Some of you guys, you know, had an identity change. You went from married to single or single to married or engaged or became a doctor or a lawyer and had a different title, shift around in some way. Some of you guys had something with the physical body. Maybe you gained some weight. Maybe you got pregnant. Maybe you, you know, your body kind of expanded in some way like that. Maybe you got healthier. Any kind of personal needs that you really had, this was a year to really attend to them in some way that could set you on a road to a little bit more happiness. And now Jupiter is moving into your... Well, I don't even know why I started with Jupiter with Cancer. I just jumped there, man. Why am I on Jupiter already? Okay. Well, anyways, I'll backtrack for Cancer. All right, so on the 16th, Jupiter, maybe because I'm a Cancer and I just want to get to the Jupiter stuff. I'm just a bad, bad girl. All right. So, you know, on the 16th, Jupiter is going to move into the income, possession, and purchases zone for Cancer. So you enter into a year where the potential to expand your income is great, and you're going to expand your income through media, broadcasting, publishing, marketing, publicity, education, either teaching or learning something, through travel or engaging foreign markets or import-export, through legal contracts or agreements that come along, possibly through ways that you work with weddings, possibly in politics or religion. So you want to look for ways that you can open up and find more happiness in what you do to make money, but also prosper in a greater way. And when it comes to purchases, you may make a few very big, large ones this year ahead, or you may be really opening up something with a lot of your possessions in some way. So, you know, big growth for you guys from the 16th of July through August 11th, 2015. Dive in. When we're looking at this full moon for Cancer that comes this weekend, well, which comes Friday night, Saturday morning, this is a big climax with at least one key person in your life. So you could be something wrapping up with your romantic partner or your business partner, an ending to something going on with them, or a celebration, an achievement, something that you're, you know, finally seeing come through with them. This can be something big happening with a client, something big happening with a specialist or expert, something happening with an agent or an attorney, or something happening with an opponent or competitor. So whoever that key significant person is, you're seeing something really peak here around the goal or the authority figure involved or the career direction as it comes through, ends, or it's a reason to celebrate. Mercury is moving into the sign of Cancer on late Saturday night, early Sunday, the 13th. We'll stay until the 31st. And so this embarks upon a couple weeks period where you really can talk about your own needs, make some decisions about yourself, your body, your image, your brand, your identity, your name, your title, really maybe putting your name on the dotted line with something during this period. All of this is definitely in forward flow now. And from the 13th to the 16th, you know, you'll have those few days where you'll have some past topics that still require your attention here for your talks and meetings and agreements and all that. But after that, you're into brand new territory and new choices and offers. For Leo, go in the right direction this time. Leo, the full moon, late Friday night, early Saturday the 12th, is bringing some kind of culmination for you guys on the job or in the pursuit of work or with a coworker or someone you've hired to work for you. So you're really seeing something in here wrap up, come through, a recognition or achievement or celebration here in some way. Outside of work, there's also a focus on health, so you might be reaching a health goal or seeing a period of illness wrap up and end, or something come through that is going to help you with your health. So it's kind of a big climax around health. It's also a climax around anything going on with the animals. If you do have animals and something is going on, you can see it peak Friday and Saturday as it finally wraps up, or, you know, maybe, I don't know, you've taken them on a trip, you know, and now you're seeing they're finally settling in or getting them back home or they're done being ill or something. And then paperwork. There may be some serious paperwork for some of you Leos out there that you're really trying to get wrapped up and off your desk and or see come through, and that you should know where you stand with that by Friday, Saturday. Mercury entering into Cancer puts Leo into some private behind-the-scenes negotiations and talks and offers. There can be some clandestine meetings, you know, that are kind of romantic. There can be some whispered, you know, gossip and things like that going on around the Leos. There can be some secret strategy sessions. You can be really thinking behind the scenes in development on artistic projects. So maybe you're really, you know, writing or in communications or, you know, negotiating terms over the film, the music, the art, the dance, the poetry, whatever that is. It also can really focus your meetings and talks and decisions and offers on your spiritual pursuits, on anything tied in with healing or hospitals. And just kind of pulling back and really getting in touch with your muse and anything that you're developing behind the scenes. So, again, from the 13th through the 16th, anything that's still on the table, you'll really be seeing that moving forward. And then from the 16th to the 31st, brand new territory, new people, new offers, new energy in those fields. Jupiter is about to grace the Leos. So this is like an extraordinary year for you Leos coming up. It is a really, you know, huge opportunity for you to open up your own personal boundaries, to really kind of stretch your wings and see how far you can soar. And the whole world is going to kind of really notice that you have this ability now as it moves in. So we're looking at July 16th. of this year until August 11th of next year. This is a period where you guys really want to focus on, you know, whatever you want to do for your own physical well-being, your image, your brand. If you're building that, it's a fantastic year through marketing and publicity and media and all of that. Your name may get out there in publishing or through something legal that you sign. It's a big year for big contracts with your name on it. It's a really big year for anything that would have to do with education, if you're, you know, putting yourself in the seat in a school or teaching it, standing up in front of people and sharing your wisdom. Anything that, you know, you may be traveling a lot more for achieving the things that you need for yourself. And, it's a selfish year. You need it to be about you in a lot of ways. This is your year to step up and really experience the greatness of Zeus here in your sign. And so anything that you can do that brings love to your life or is an expression of your love or an expression of your creativity, that really kind of brings joy and fun back around you, embrace it. I think that the sky's the limit. Again, we're going in stages, as with every sign, you know, with this, but you're going to definitely be feeling this as it moves in the weeks ahead. So, yay for you guys. Virgo, this full moon, Friday night, Saturday morning, bringing a big peak for you guys with a lover. So you might be, you know, maybe you guys are getting away and really enjoying some exceptional achievement together, or maybe you're ending a romance because it's just run its course, or maybe your lover has been doing something and now you're celebrating that achievement, or maybe you're ending a dry spell in your love life and you can mark that ending and really be prepared for this next chapter. This is also about some kind of big climax with a creative project if you've been involved creatively with something, or a big climax with something going on with children or a recreational pursuit. So for Virgo, you're really seeing something culminate around the goal you've set in these areas or come through or end by Saturday the 12th. Mercury moving into Cancer for Virgo is going to really open up a whole lot of talks, offers, meetings, writing, decisions, sales agreements that focus in on your friends, that focus in on group activities, focus in online, any kind of gatherings, events you attend, charities, causes you stand up for, also may really focus in on your originality and your inventions and those kind of ideas that are outside the box during this period. So you're going to hear from more people. You're going to get a lot more invitations. It's a fantastic time to meet and greet and share your ideas with these people or online or through these things. And I would just say from the 13th to the 16th, you know, anything that ties in with the past or has been ongoing will get that forward push. And then when you get from the 16th through the 31st, you're into new territory. You may meet a new friend or start a new online project or, you know, attend an event that's new to you and so and so. And when we look at Jupiter moving into Leo, this is Virgo's 12th house. So quite the interesting year ahead for Virgo. This is a year where Virgo can actually really find their greatest growth and their greatest happiness and prosperity through taking themselves outside of the outside world to a certain level and working behind the scenes on something that is very personal to them. So it may be that this is the year where you really get in, you know, embroiled, or not embroiled, it's a happy thing. Ensconced, I don't know, deeply enmeshed in some kind of artistic project, and you're developing it over this year, and it's going to really bring something big into your life. So maybe you get involved on this big film or this music project or painting or dance or poetry or sculpture, and you get really drawn into this. It can also be a year where it's taking you down some kind of big romantic road, and you want that private time to hole up, to nest with this person. Or if you can only see them sporadically, your whole year gets filled up with the jaunts away, the getaways, and the meeting up with this person so that you can build this thing together. This also may be a year where your spiritual life just is lit in a huge way. And so you really want to look at, you know, other cultures and the way that they approach yoga and meditation and anything that kind of draws you, that opens up, broadens your perspective. You may travel for romance or artisticness or spiritual energy in this year ahead, and it would all really be a big thing for you. You may make some of this legal. You may get into the media with some of this. And then this is a year of great healing and where hospitals can really be an area of growth for you. So whether that means that you personally are going to go and have some kind of procedure done and this is a good year to do it, or it means that you decide you want to go and work or volunteer in a hospital, or there's some kind of, maybe you're trying to get an insurance thing paid off with a hospital thing and the legalities, you know, you can finally get them moving in the right way now this year. So anything in healing in hospitals, anything with research or development, anything with art, anything with romance or spirituality, this, all of this kind of pulls you back and says, I want to get in touch with my muse. I want to go deeper. I want to have some space to really pull this up. And this is the year that this is really going to kind of magically happen for you guys. For Libra, this full moon that's happening late Friday night, early on Saturday the 12th, is bringing a big climax for you guys when it comes to your home. So you might be celebrating in the home, or something's ending that's involved home or property management or real estate deals, or you're finally achieving that goal there. This is also about anything with family, parents, roommate situations. So whatever's really been going on here, you might be marking the end of one cycle, or you might be really celebrating something finally coming through, or, you know, going on there. When we look at Mercury moving into Cancer for Libra, this is really about getting out there and talking and getting offers coming in and signing agreements and making sales that are career related. So it's a big boost for you guys starting on Sunday the 13th and carrying, well, maybe even Saturday night, the 12th. But from the 13th through the 31st, this is when you can get in and have those interviews, have those auditions, get those offers, pitch those ideas, make the sales, sign the contract, negotiate terms. So it's really a highly communicative time for the career for Librans. And from the 13th to the 16th, this is something that's already ongoing or involves past people or opportunities. And then from the 16th through the 31st, brand new stuff's going to start coming in, and you can link up with these people and situations. Besides career for Libra, this is also focused on information flow around personal goals that you're trying to reach and anything dealing with authority figures, the boss, the parents, the judge. So in more talks, more decision-making during this period with that. The Jupiter cycle for Libra, starting on the 16th and going until August, is one of your biggest growth areas when it comes to your personal aspirations. So I really would tell Librans to dream big at this point. You know, Librans are one of those signs that have really been hit, one of the harder hits that they've gotten from this grand cross. All the cardinal signs got hit the hardest. So the Aries, the Cancers, the Librans, and the Capricorns. And so it's been, you know, a lot of big changes for Librans. And now here you're having this big luck and growth thing around your wishes and your aspirations and wish fulfillment area of your life. So it's really saying that some of those big changes were meant to thrust you out there to reach for something bigger, more. So what is it that you really want? You need to get, you know, you're going to have success with this if you can answer that question. So, and the only person who can answer that question is you. So you need to sit down and decide, what do I want? And then put it in motion and watch how Jupiter starts to help you achieve this. And a lot of growth and luck for the Librans in this year ahead is going to come through the social networking that you do, through a friend or several friends, through associates that you're going to bond with, through group affiliations that you have now or that you join during this year or that you even form, if you form a group. This is going to be giving you a lot of growth opportunity through the internet. It may connect in with astrology. It may connect in with a charity or a cause. And it's also going to give you a lot of growth through anything that is original that you have going on. So you really want to look at ways that you can tie all this in through Jupiter themes. Is there a way for you to, you know, reach out to the friend or do something online that ties in with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity? Is there something you can tie in with the friend or the group or the internet or the charity that has to do with, you know, getting legal contracts or legal decisions made or with travel or foreign interests or with education, either teaching or getting certified or learning something, or with weddings? You know, all of this is very, very favorable, very, very growth-oriented. So look for it. Make your list of what you want to achieve and go for it. For Scorpio, this full moon that is peaking Friday night and Saturday morning, the 12th, is bringing a big climax around a final decision, an offer that comes through or ends, an agreement that is finally made or wraps up, a sale that finally ends or comes through, something that is climaxing with a meeting or a talk that's going on, or with an offer or proposal that's going on. It can be a big climax with a brother, sister, neighbor, the vehicles, or electronics as well. So, you know, whatever this peak is, I'm sure several of those are holding your attention right now. You can expect to have the information or make the draw the final line in the sand with it or celebrate what has happened with it by Saturday the 12th. Mercury moving into Cancer for Scorpio starting on the 13th and going through the 31st. This is opening up that period when you're going to have a lot more talks, meetings, offers, sales, agreements, writing, and decision-making that focuses in on media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything in the legal realm, anything with education, anything with weddings, anything with travel plans, foreign interests, people at a distance, anything with religion or politics. It's all in these higher-minded arenas. So it's really being lit up for Scorpio with a lot of information flow here and a lot of attention to ideas here and decision-making. So expect to jump in during this and to hear from a lot of people. And then for Scorpio, Jupiter moving into Leo for you guys, starting on Wednesday the 16th of July this year and taking you all the way through August 11th of 2015, is one of your huge growth years for your career. This is one of the biggest years you get. You really want to focus on, am I happy in this career? Is there something I can pursue that will help me prosper more in this career? How do I expand my horizons in the career? Do I get back into the career market if you've been out? And again, Jupiter themes are what you want to look at. Is there a way for me to open this all up through the same place where Mercury is now opened up for you? So you're getting kind of a double whammy here. But can I expand my career through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, through travel or foreign markets, import, export? Can I expand my career through education? Can I expand it through weddings or politics or religion or travel or people at a distance? So this year is where you can grow all of this. This is also about personal goals. Do you have some kind of very, burning personal goal that you want to achieve? Do you want to retire? Do you want to buy your first home? Do you want to get married? You know, what is this personal goal? Well, then you apply those Jupiter themes to them. Maybe you need to travel more. Maybe you need to learn something or make something legal to get that ball rolling. So this is a big year for those personal goals for Scorpio. And then lastly, this is a huge year for seeing some kind of big thing open up when it comes to your parent or when it comes to a boss or when it comes to a judge or some other big authority type person, someone who's higher up who can give you a hand up. These people are going to be more generous, or something's going to just open up wide and change the parameters there. This may be about you stepping into your own leadership ability in some bigger way as well. So make your list, pursue it. For Sagittarius, this full moon, Friday night into Saturday the 12th and all day Saturday, is a big high point around your income, around a possession or a bunch of possessions, or around a purchase. And so this is when you see something wrap up and end here, or this is when something finally comes through. So maybe you're going to finally find out that you're going to, make that money, or the check finally shows up in the mail, or you end one kind of income that you've been doing, or the possession that you ordered finally shows up, or you get those possessions sold and out the door, or you make that big purchase and you finalize that sale and you celebrate. This is all about that kind of flow for you guys. So whatever that goal is that you've had around this, you can expect some kind of big climax over this Friday, Saturday with that. Mercury moving into Cancer for Sagittarius is going to be, moving talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and decision-making into the deepest part of your chart between the 13th and 31st. So the first area is financial, not your income, but every other financial area. So you're going to really be entering into a lot more talks and offers and decision-making and writing and agreements and sales focused on loans and debt and inheritance and bankruptcy and taxes and insurance and commissions and settlements and investments and alimony and child support and your partner's money and any other kind of financial thing you can think of. This is the time where you'll finally get that, that offer or hear that information, or you'll be able to have that talk or make that choice. This is also the deep part of the chart associated with your sex life, your reproductive needs, mortality issues, a birth or divorce. So wherever you are in those parts of your life, these are the times where you can meet somebody that can influence that, or you can hear from somebody or have a talk that's an important one about it. You might be talking, anything that would put down roots in your life or involve family or home and all that. This would be the time to, focus on it with these topics. And you might finally get that offer coming in through at this time as well on those topics. All right, so Jupiter moving into Leo for the Sagittarians. This is pushing you guys into one of the big growth years for you. that is going to open everything up in your own Jupiter-ruled realm. So for Sagittarius, you guys should feel right at home. Not only is this a fire sign alignment, which means it's trining and in harmony to you for this whole year ahead, where you've been in an adjustment aspect for the last whole year for growth. It was a little harder to figure it out. Now you're really going to open and just everything should just flow in these growth areas that I'm going to give you here. And it's going to be, you know, more passionate and more active. And so you can see that love and creativity and fun and kids and all this stuff going to open up for you through travel. So there can be a lot more travel that brings this good, happy stuff your way in this year ahead. There can be a lot more in media, broadcasting, marketing, publishing, and publicity. So if you do have a creative bent, this is your year for some massive growth in these areas. So get things moving and seek out the right people for this. This is a huge year for education. So maybe you'll teach kids or your kids will go to school or, you know, there's something big and growth-oriented and positive in the educational arena. Maybe you'll teach what you're good at creatively. Maybe you'll meet the love of your life in a classroom. That kind of thing. This is also for making things legal. So if you need to incorporate and or create some kind of legal thing around your creative projects or for your child or with your lover or in the fun activity you're doing, then this is your year for that. This can be a big year for weddings for the Sagittarians out there. So when you mix falling in love and weddings, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's just, you know, just say yes and go for it. And if you are a Sagittarian that is drawn to politics or religion and really wants to get more involved in that, this is a big growth area in those areas as well for you guys. For Capricorn, this full moon is your sign. So Friday night into Saturday morning, the 12th, you guys are seeing a very big personal or physical peak happening for you guys. You might be celebrating something you've been trying to, you know, get together for your own personal needs, something finally coming through for you or wrapping up an ending that's been going on in the body, something going on with the image or the brand or the name, title, identity that you have. So this is a big culminating moment for you, and it should be very goal-oriented and very, you know, much out there in the spotlight in some way. When we see Mercury moving into Cancer, starting on the 13th and staying there until the 31st, this really is going to bring a lot more meetings and talks and news and offers and proposals and agreements and sales and writing and decision-making involving key relationships for you guys during this period. So, you know, this is a time where you may meet someone you want to have a romantic partnership with, or you may hear from that type of person, or you may make a decision with them, or it may be about a business partner and agreements or sales that you can get in, you know, moving during this period. It may be a really important period to sit down with an attorney or an agent or a specialist or expert of some type. It could be a very important couple weeks, 2.5 weeks, where you're really focused on your clients. And it also may be a time where you decide to have that talk with that opponent or competitor or make a decision about them or write something up about them. Just, you know, take care with that if you do. But time where you can open the line of communication here as well. And then finally, Jupiter is about to move into the most intense part of the Capricorn field. It's moving into your sex life for the next year and a month. So starting on July 16th and taking you until August 11th, this can be some of the most happy, you know, sex partners or sexual whatever. I don't even know how to say this, but you guys get the drift. It can be a big year for sex, okay? So enjoy. It also may be a really big year for you to focus in on the reproductive part of your life. So it could be a big year where you go through the change of life and you're done with that and you put it behind you. It could be a big year where you have your first baby or your next baby and you find out you're pregnant. It could be a year where if there's any kind of reproductive issues going on that you could find the right kind of solution, because Jupiter is incredibly protective and will help bring it up so that you can find the right solution. This is a big year for putting any kind of legal things in place around mortality issues. So you know, if you need to buy your cemetery plot and plan ahead, nobody wants to do this kind of stuff. Or maybe I should say you just want to write up your will. Any of that kind of stuff is favored. This is about a year for you guys when, if you are thinking about divorce or you're in the throes of a divorce or whatever, however divorce is part of your scenario right now, this Jupiter energy will help protect that and get you through it in a bigger way and, you know, hopefully make you happier or more prosperous after you come out the other side. And then this is the year where every kind of financial part of your life is going to get bigger. It's not focused on your personal income. That's in another part of your chart. But this is the year where you can really, if you need to go find the right kind of loan, you can find the right kind of loan. Or if you need to find a way to pay off debt, you can find a way to pay off debt. You want to go seek legal expert advice during this period, okay, if this describes you, because Jupiter rules the legal system and it can help you with that. If you are waiting for a settlement to come through, or if you want to find someone who can give you the right kind of advice over investments, then you want to go and see a specialist in that area and look for ways to grow that as well. This can be a year, if you work on commissions, that your commissions can go through the roof. I mean, Jupiter can take them out there hugely, and you're going to see your biggest growth with commissions. If you really get in there and are aggressively marketing yourself in a bigger way, or get some kind of publicity, maybe you can get somebody in the local paper to write something about what you're doing or pictures out there in some way. Or maybe you can travel and broaden your market through foreign, maybe over the internet or something. Or maybe you can learn something, you know, Jupiter's educational too, so you may see the commissions jump through some new thing that you get certified in or that you teach. So, you know, all of these things are highly favored for you guys. You want to look at that. If you need to file a bankruptcy, you're in a year where Jupiter is giving you a lot of protection to do that. If there is anything with insurance or taxes that you need to get taken care of, again, seek out the right people that can help you do that. It's a good year for this. What else? Alimony or child support, good year for setting that up for you if you're a Capricorn. Or renegotiating terms in a court if you need to, very good year for that. So anything in that financial realm, anything in the sexual realm, anything with divorce, with third parties, with mortality issues, reproductive needs, birth, all of this is in leaps and bounds growing in your year ahead. For Aquarius, this full moon that is happening Friday night into Saturday, the 12th, and all day Saturday, bringing a big epic climax to you guys in something in the healing or hospital realm as it finally ends or wraps up, or you achieve what you were going for there and you celebrate, or it's a big climax with something going on with a clandestine affair or a romantic getaway as you celebrate or end something. It's a big climax when it comes to an artistic project like a film, music, painting, dance, poetry, whatever you do artistically. You could finally get some kind of recognition for it or wrap that project up. Also a big high point with your spiritual practices. Maybe you finally get your certification in yoga, or you have a breakthrough in meditation, or there's something in your magical realm or with your psychic abilities that peaks in some kind of very big way. And if you've been doing any research or investigations or development on projects, you can see that peak as well at this time. Mercury moving into Cancer for the Aquarians is going to be opening up all the information and offers and agreements and sales and writing and meetings and talks and decision-making that's focused on your work. So this starts on the 13th and goes through the 31st. So, you know, it's a fantastic time to interview for jobs, to audition for roles, to go in if you already are in a job you like and negotiate terms or ask for the raise or pitch an idea that you have that you'd like to see happen at the workplace. You might start something with a coworker at this point. You might decide to hire somebody during this period from the 13th to 31st that can help you with something that you are interested in. This is also about health for Aquarians, so you might hear news you've been waiting on when it comes to the health situation, or you might make a big decision, or you might meet with somebody who's very, you know, going to help you move this stuff forward. Also a period when you can get into talks or make decisions about animals or about paperwork if you need to take care of any of that. So again, from the 13th to the 16th, tackle anything that's already on your desk or already ongoing or from the past. And then from the 16th through the 31st, this is brand new territory for you guys. For Aquarius, you guys with the Jupiter energy are entering into this year-plus period starting on Wednesday the 16th this week and taking you all the way to August 11th, 2015, where you can see some of the biggest growth that you can get coming through key relationships. So it's a really big year for the Aquarians when you're looking at a marriage partner and a wedding and deciding that you want to go for it this year. It can also be a year where you and your marriage partner decide to go down a legal road, and this is protected and growth-oriented for you. You might decide to travel with your marriage partner, or you might decide to travel and you meet somebody that you end up marrying later. You might go back to school or teach something and run into somebody that's going to become a very serious, committed romantic partner there. What else am I thinking? Oh, marketing, media, broadcasting, you might meet somebody that you're going to get very serious with there. Besides romantic partners, this is focused on business partners. So if you wanted to partner with somebody to, you know, do a broadcasting thing or to you know, travel or look at foreign interests or political things or religious things, or, you know, get a legal contract together with a business partner. Any of this is favored in this year moving ahead. This is a huge growth year for your clients. So, you know, look for ways to market to a bigger client base or a bigger audience. It's a really good year to see a specialist or an expert. So, you know, if you need help on anything, reach out, go sit down, pay somebody for that hour or that week or whatever you need to do, a really good year for that. And also a really good year for getting an attorney or an agent on board. So, again, if you need to make something legal or if you need to, you know, promote what it is you're doing in some way. Also, it may be a very big year where you are involved with a opponent or a competitor, and there is something, you know, nobody ever wants to hear that. Well, most people don't. Some people do. But honestly, with Jupiter here, it means that it's for your personal growth and something big is going to come out of it for you in the end. Do not go out and seek this. I'm just saying if this happens and you find yourself embroiled in this, you really need to look at the Jupiter themes here and what it is you're meant to learn from it and, you know, how you need to open something up legally and get it on better footing or through your marketing or your educational pursuits and all of that or your wedding or whatever. So big growth through key people looks very, very good. Singles could meet and fall for the person that they're meant to be with. People in relationship can take it to that next level and commit. Really good year for partners and clients and audience and specialists and experts and agents and attorneys and dealing with the opponents and competitors. All right, for Pisces, this full moon peaking Friday night and all day Saturday the 12th, it's bringing some kind of really big climax for you guys around an aspiration. So you might finally reach that dream, that goal, that pursuit that you were going for, or wrap it up. This is also, in the more mundane world, really about a big climax with a friend or a group you're involved in. So you might be wrapping up that group activity or getting some kind of recognition or celebrating something with the group or with the friend or ending a friendship or doing some kind of big thing with the friend. This is also a big peak for Pisces with the internet, so you might see some major thing happen for you online, or you decide that you're done with something you've been involved with online. It can be a big peak with astrology, something coming through or ending there for you. It can be a really big high point with a charity, so if you have your own charity or you're involved donating time to a charity or your money to some kind of cause, there can be some kind of really big climax here for you guys. It might be something really big that happens for the Pisces while they're out at a party or an event this weekend. So if you're out there, you know, this could be some kind of big goal happening that you see happen that I don't know if you're expecting it or not, but it could be while you're out there at this event. And then if there's anything original or an invention that you have going on, it can be something big with that. So, you know, one of those areas, everything's coming through or wrapping up and ending or celebrated here. When we look at Mercury moving into Cancer for Pisces, this starts on Sunday the 13th. It takes you through the 31st. So we're going to really see a lot more meetings and talks and offers and agreements and sales and writing and decision-making, turning the focus on the children. So for Pisces, from the 13th to the 31st, you guys might really be sitting down and talking with the kids or making a choice for them, or you might be making a choice about having a child or hearing news that you're pregnant or hearing news from the kids about something, or if you want to work with kids. I mean, any of this, it's time to really get the communication and the decision-making going. This is also a focus on true love. So for Pisces, you know, you may meet somebody that you're going to fall crazily in love with during this period, or you might have a really important talk with a lover that you're already involved with and make a decision. There might be a proposal for some of you Pisces out there during this period. Definitely part of the, you know, flow here, if you know, so don't be surprised. Also could be about sale or an agreement or offer that comes in focused on a creative project. And so, you know, you definitely do want to pitch ideas and meet with people and talk up the creative things and make some choices during this period. And then also this is focused on just having fun. So, you know, if you hear something and it sounds fun and you want to do it, this might be the time to go and check it out. So from the 13th to the 16th, you know, with the kids, with the love life, the lover, the creative projects, the fun, those first few days really focused on stuff that's already ongoing or from the past. And then from the 16th through the 31st, brand new people and opportunities or brand new situations opening up in current opportunities. And for Jupiter in Leo for Pisces, this starts on July 16th, this Wednesday, takes you through August 11th next year, and is a huge growth spurt for you guys in several areas. One, your work field. You have the potential to expand this greatly. You can find a job in media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, in legal areas, in travel areas, with foreign markets, through education. You can expand your work through going back and getting certified or educated in something. You can teach. You can possibly expand work through politics or religion as well. So anything that would really open up the job that you do, you may stay in a current job and take on more. Maybe you'll start traveling more for your job, or maybe you'll get into import-export there. or you may just find something brand new that really takes you to the next level. So you want to be proactive and work with this, but there is a lot of opportunity hovering around this. This is a year that focuses in on people that you hire. So it's a good year to hire somebody for publicity or marketing or educational reasons or for legal advice, or to hire someone for your travel plans or the wedding plans or the political needs or religious needs that you may have. This is a really big growth year for your health. So if you want to, you know, get fit, get toned, lose weight, eat healthier, start a new kind of diet completely, see a nutritionist, see, you know, go to the hospital, have a procedure done, you know, seek out your medical professionals and look at ways that you can really change the way that your health is. This can be a really big year for that. This is also a big growth year for you guys with animals. So you might decide to adopt a new animal that brings you a lot of happiness. You might decide to travel with your pet, or you might decide that you want to get involved in some kind of big media campaign to save animals or with an animal charity of some sort. Anything that can be beneficial that comes through animals, this is a big year for you guys. This can be a good year to start some kind of media, legal, travel, educational, wedding project with a coworker. And so you might get involved in that, and that leads to something growth-oriented for you. And this is about a big year of growth through paperwork. So I know that doesn't sound fun, but there may be a very big legal contract, and you need to go through all that paperwork, and it's going to open something up big for you. Or there might be a lot of paperwork tied into the media, broadcasting, marketing, or paperwork tied into what's going on at a distance or with travel or foreign interests. or with the politics or the wedding or the educational pursuit. So, you know, paperwork is where it's at, baby. A big year for the job, the paperwork, the health, the animals, your coworkers, and the people you hire. So that's it, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. There's a lot more coming next week. As I said, we'll talk about Saturn. We'll talk about the Venus shift. But for this week, I hope you guys have a wonderful transition into this bold new luck cycle. It's Zoe Moon. I'll be back next week, same time. Have a good one.